So then we stop to think, well, why is it then that Marion exists? And when we look into the prison system, we see a prison system that is entirely dedicated to incarcerating black people and Puerto Rican people and other prisoners of color. Black people in the United States go to prison at a rate that is higher than the imprisonment rate for black people in South Africa. There's no way that the United States can contain its prison system predicated on that type of racism without a barbaric control center at the end. Furthermore, the United States is incarcerating more and more political prisoners, although no one in the United States will admit that. It is absolutely a fact that more and more political prisoners, prisoners of conscience, prisoners who are struggling against the conditions of this society, are going to Marion Prison. They're going to the prison system in general, and when that prison system can't deal with them, they're being sent to Marion Prison. What we maintain, the Committee to End the Marion Lockdown, is that Marion exists not to contain bad prisoners, in quotation marks, but to control the massive numbers of black prisoners who are being incarcerated in the prison system, the highest rate anywhere in the world, and also to hold a large number of political prisoners. Its final task is to intimidate people on the outside who are considering taking actions against the society at large, who are considering against rebelling. We're here today to support the prisoners at Marion who have filed an appeal, a class action suit, against the conditions at Marion Prison. And I think Attorney Sussler can speak to those conditions, and I'll let her do that.
The prisoners at Marion are on the whole held in their cells 23 hours a day, the majority of the prisoners. There is basically psychological torture going on at Marion. There is forced idleness and sensory deprivation and lack of contact with human beings, including families. There is no meaningful human interaction. There are no meaningful jobs. Most prisoners do not have jobs. We see this as a form of psychological torture. It is not just attorneys and committees who support the prisoners who see the conditions that way. Amnesty International, a well-renowned human rights organization internationally, has for the first time in the history of United States prisons condemned a United States prison, Marion, and said that it is cruel, inhuman, and degrading. Now, that's very unusual for something to happen in this country, but again, echoes the comments that we're making and the observations that we are making. The lawsuit today challenges some of the most barbaric conditions at Marion, the forced idleness, the wrongful classification of the prisoners at Marion, the lack of meaningful criteria for their release from Marion, and the brutal, what the prisoners consider to be rape, forced rectal probes, which are performed where there is not even probable cause to believe the prisoners have anything in their body orifices. And that's the basis for this lawsuit, is challenging those barbaric conditions. We think they are cruel and unusual punishment that in violation of the Eighth Amendment, and that they are also violative of the Due Process Clause of the Fifth Amendment of the United States Constitution. Marion is not a constitution-free zone. We cannot permit the Bureau of Prisons and the United States government to create an area for prisoners that where the Constitution doesn't apply, and that's in fact what they've tried to do at Marion. We are asking the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals to find that those conditions violate what are civilized society's standards, and to end the lockdown and transfer these prisoners, who are the same as any prisoners in maximum security prisons in the federal system, to transfer them to an open environment and allow them to function as human beings instead of exerting mind control over them.